as he just said, I'm going to talk about the internship, but also I'm going to talk about the entire program that I've just completed my master's degree over. My major professor is Dr. Calvin Parnell, and the program, the name of the program that we gave it was the APMT program, designed to train future managers of agricultural processes, whether it be cotton gins, grain elevators, feed mills, whatever. Before I get started, though, I'd like to acknowledge those that made my research possible, Cotton Incorporated, Cotton Foundation, the Texas Cotton Gins Association, Mr. Kelly Green, Aaron Nelson, for their help and support and direction, Dr. Calvin Parnell and the Cotton Gear for the assistantship, Ms. Shay Simpson for helping me gather data, my committee, the Cakes crew, my family, and my fiance. This program was basically twofold. The first half of it was research, and the second half of it was an internship, which was done under Mr. Jimmy Ropolo and Farmers Co-op El Campo this summer. The research was the goal of the research was design decision support software for cotton ginning that will aid managers, engineers, etc., give them a tool making important decisions. It used variable costs per bell, fixed costs per bell, and percent utilization. If you are familiar with the engineering systems project that we have at A&M, I presented some of this last year at Beltwide, and right after me, Bart came and will give you the progress of where he has taken up after I left off. The research consisted of survey data from the 2002 and 2004 surveys from Dr. Tommy Valco, which contained variable costs only, and each survey contained about 200 gins. Also, we had several multi-year economic data from several gins that contained picker, stripper, and roller gin information that was variable and fixed costs. Each gin gave us 2 to 6 years of data. Variable costs per bell and fixed costs per bell were both related to percent utilization. Percent utilization refers to an 80% equipment efficiency, the rated ginning rate, and the time that you gin with zero downtime, where 1,000 hours is refers to 100% utilization. These are a couple of examples of graphs. The gins are broken into four categories: 0 to 15 bell per hour, 15 to 25, 25 to 40, and greater than 40. And you see that the variable cost per bell is basically flat, around $25 to $26 per bell. There's some variation, and also the fixed cost per bell had what we call a saddle point, where it has a minimum cost, where this 25 to 40 bell per hour gin had a minimum cost at around 210% utilization, and the greater than 40 bell per hour gin had a minimum cost around 250% utilization. So we pose these questions that we'd like this effort to answer. First of all, what's the cost of expanding your gin? Second question, what would happen if we changed up the labor schedule? And third question, which is what Mark will be talking about, deals with transport costs. Well, this CGSM, which was developed, approaches the first question. We've got a 50 bell per hour gin. They'd like to expand to a 75 bell per hour gin. Historically, they've ginned 40,000 bells. As you can see, it'll cost about $9 per bell, or within a season, $373,000 more. But you're only ginning for at 67% utilization, so you're ginning at 2 months instead of 3 months. Also, if you thought that your gin could gin 80,000 bells up from 40,000 bells, well, it would still cost you an additional $8 per bell, but you're ginning at 130% utilization instead of 200% utilization, which means you're ginning for probably 4 months instead of 6 or 7 months. And the second half of this program dealt with the internship with Mr. Jim Ropolo, which was done at the Port of Victoria facility. The internship first approached safety training, and then we dealt with maintenance, and then we learned about management skills. Safety training includes, but definitely is not limited to, confined space entry, how to enter a bin safely, harnessing, how to climb up in a high area that doesn't have good support for your feet, and proper railing, and harness yourself off so that you can do work up there. Lockout, tagout systems, and climbing ladders, which, by the way, is the number one cause of accidents in the workforce, and proper use of respirators, which any time that you're around corn and Milo, which I was this summer, is extremely important. And the second part of this internship dealt with maintenance. Since this summer was when the internship took place, I was working hand-in-hand with the grain elevators. So we had to clean the grain bins and make sure the aeration systems were working right. Had to grease the many bearings within a grain elevator. And we also dealt with aligning your bucket elevator to reduce wear and tear. Because of the rain, I wanted to get a little bit of cotton experience, but the rain didn't allow it. We didn't start bringing in grain too late. Cotton got pushed back, especially down there in South Texas and El Paso. But the experiences I gained within safety training, maintenance, and now management are definitely stuff that can carry on within any field you go into. Within management, first thing I learned is I had to gain respect of my employees. I was put in an assistant manager position, and there was cultural differences, there was age differences. First thing you got to do is learn how to work, and you got to show them that you know how to work in order to get any type of respect and get anything done within that area. The second thing I learned was how to deal with older employees. Being 24 years old, anytime you go into any area and are put in a leadership position, you're going to have older employees. How to learn to work with them where they don't resent you was of extreme importance for me in order to get anything done. And also, one thing we dealt with was repeated tardiness of an employee. And most people would say, okay, well, if he's late to every day, go ahead and fire him. When you're right in the middle of corn and Milo season, you don't have that option. And no one really wants to take his place. But we were able to work with him, give him motivation, and talk to this specific employee. And we were able to, by the end of the season, he was working pretty good. He was on time, and we were able to get along real well. In summary, I finished the program, and just to put a little plug out, I am still available for any ginner that might need an assistant manager, and I'm interested in going into the cotton industry to become a future cotton gin manager. Any questions? Somewhere between Canada and Mexico.